Psalm 105, and actually several of these. We've got probably four of the longer psalms tonight, which I guess is getting us ready for Psalm 119 next week as far as length. But we'll begin in 105. Shannon will begin for us, and we'll read just 105 and 106 to start with.
Psalm 105, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing songs to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory is his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. The covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as an allotment of your inheritance, when they were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. And they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people. He permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons. Till the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his prince at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly, and made them stronger than their enemies.
He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses his servant and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his wondrous acts among them, and miracles in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his words. He turned their waters into blood and caused their fish to die. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came a swarm of flies and gnats in all their territory. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He struck down their vines also and their fig trees, and shattered the trees of their territory. He spoke, and locusts came, and young locusts, even without number, and ate up all vegetation in their land, and ate up the fruit of their ground. He also struck down all the firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all their vigor. Then he brought them out with silver and gold, and among his tribes there was not one who stumbled. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the dread of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to illumine by night. They asked, and he brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water flowed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy word with Abraham his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy, his chosen ones with a joyful shout. He gave them also the lands of the nations, that they might take possession of the fruit of the people's labor, so that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. O visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then they believed his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert. And he gave them their requests, but sent leanness into their soul. When they envied Moses in the camp and Aaron the saint of the Lord, the earth opened up and swallowed Dathan and covered the faction of Abiram. A fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molded image. Thus they changed their glory into image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them. Then they despised the pleasant land. They did not believe his word, but complained in their tents, and did not heed the voice of the Lord. Therefore he raised up his hand in an oath against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their descendants among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands.
They joined themselves also to Baal Peor, and ate sacrifices offered to the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their deeds, and the plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and interposed, and so the plague was stayed. And it was reckoned to him for righteousness to all generations forever. They also provoked him to wrath at the waters of Meribah, so that it went hard with Moses on their account. Because they were rebellious against his spirit, he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples as the Lord commanded them, but they mingled with the nations and learned their practices and served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with the blood. Thus they became unclean in their practices and played the harlot in their deeds. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was kindled against his people, and he abhorred his inheritance. Then he gave them into the hand of the nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were subdued under their power. Many times he would deliver them. They, however, were rebellious in their counsel, and so sank down in their iniquity. Nevertheless, he looked upon their distress when he heard their cry, and he remembered his covenant for their sake, and relented according to the greatness of his loving kindness. He also made them objects of compassion in the presence of all their captors. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations to give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. And let all the people say amen. Praise the Lord. All right, in these two lengthy psalms, we have a lot of history talked about. What do you find out about God in these two Psalms, 105 and 106? What do you learn about God?
It's almost, they begin and end with praise of the Lord, so he's worthy of praise.
Okay, God's worthy of praise. Very good. All right.
His love endures forever.
His love endures forever. Another recurring theme in the Psalms. Very good. All right, what else? Verse 8, he remembers his covenant forever, okay? He never forgets, okay? What else? Okay, we see that the book in there, praise the Lord, okay, in 106. What others?
I mean, this covers hundreds of years of history, which just says the fact that God, you know, stuck with these people. Even amidst all their failures. Verse 43 of 106, amongst several other verses that say this, but he rescued them many times. It just says something about the incredible patience of God.
Okay, very good. Yes, he rescued them many times, and that does say something about God's patience. All right, let's see, what else? God judges, 105:7, 105:14 and 15. He kept his anointed ones from being oppressed. He caused the famine in Egypt and sent Joseph to Egypt, 105:16 and 17. Really, I mean, 105's got a lot of things about the history. 24 through 37, God made his people fruitful in Egypt. He brought about the plagues, which brought about Israel's release from Egyptian bondage. 39 through 45, he led them in the wilderness by fire and by cloud. He fed them. He supplied water for them. He gave them land. 106, 8 through 10, he brought his people through the Red Sea on dry land to show his power. He saved and redeemed them. Verse 8 there, nevertheless, he saved them for the sake of his name, that he might make his power known. 106, 40 through 41, he became angry with his people and allowed them to go into captivity. And then the verses that Josh mentioned there, 43 through 46, he delivered them time after time. Even though they continued to rebel, he showed his great loving kindness in doing that. All right, what about people? What do we learn about people, their nature? Bad choices they make, good things they do. We have some people mentioned by name here in these Psalms. Phinehas, 106, 30 and 31, talks about there he stood up and interposed, and so the plague was stayed, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness to all generations forever. So Phinehas there is remembered for taking action in intervening and causing the plague to be stopped. What others?
Verse 13, they soon forgot his work.
Okay.
Verse 16, they envied Moses.
Okay, very good.
Verse 20, they changed their glory into the semblance of an ox. They forgot God.
Not a lot of good things said there about the people there. Forgot God in a lot of different ways and showed it in a lot of different ways. All right, what else?
We think that we have privacy from God. 106:25, they complain in their tents.
Okay. We think we have privacy. We really don't, though. Obviously, God knows all. Okay. What else?
More specific characters about Moses himself, how he stood in the breach and interceded for the people, the good character that he had.
Right. Okay, I think that's 106:23. Therefore, he said he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to turn away his wrath from destroying them. Okay, any others? 106:3, the just, the righteous are going to be blessed. All right, 105:38, the Egyptians felt God's power and were glad to see the Israelites leave. All right, what about New Testament references? Did you find any New Testament references or messianic prophecies here in these two, 105 and 106?
It's not a direct thing, but it's a concept. In 106:8, he saved them for his name's sake. In Ezekiel 36, when talking about he's going to give us a new spirit, it's not for them that he's going to do it. It's for his name.
Okay.
In Ephesians 1, that we are going to be the praise of his glory. It's not going to be our glory. We're going to be praising his glory.
Right. It's for his name's sake, not for ours, not for us. Okay. Very good. Yes. Again, it's about God, not about us, okay? One I found that was direct, I think, was 105:40, which is quoted over in John 6:31. This is when the crowd got into boats. They followed Jesus to Capernaum. They asked him in John 6:30 what he was doing as a sign that they might believe him, and they said in John 6:31, "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread out of heaven to eat." Jesus said that it was God who gave the true bread from heaven. And the quote there, Psalm 105:40, "They asked and he brought quail and satisfied them with the bread of heaven." All right, what about verses that help you in times of distress? Anything stand out to you there? I know we have no distress. That's why y'all can't find them, I know.
Just the general concept that God is merciful throughout even their,
okay,
their corruption and the sin, they were belonging to God first.
Okay. As we point out many, many times, it's something that God's merciful over and over again to them. Okay.
105:45, which is kind of there toward the end of listing all these, there's a lot of terrible events that God's people ended up going through, but the reminder that all this happened so that they might keep his instruction, or keep his statutes and obey his instruction, this is a reminder to me that the tough stuff that we have to go through in life, you know, ultimately God's able to use that to draw us closer to him. There's the other passage in Psalms that talks about, you know, I was afflicted, and I did that so that I might learn his statutes. That's kind of the tenor of that passage.
Right, right. Yeah, so hard times can draw us closer to God and should draw us closer to God. It has to help us recognize we're not in control. We're not the ones who are making the rules, so to speak. But we can look to God and know that he's there and that he's merciful. Even though we sin, often God is merciful. I had one, 105.5 was one that stood out to me. Remember his wonders which he has done, his marvels, and the judgments uttered by his mouth. When times are hard, remember all the great things that God has done, that God is doing, and that God will do in the future. All right, let's go on then to 107 and 108.
Psalm 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. He led them forth by the right way. They might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, there was none to help. And they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadows, in the shadow of death, and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing.
Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they have seen the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he spoke and raised up a stormy wind, which lifted up the sea, the waves of the sea. They rose up to the heavens. They went down to the depths. Their soul melted away in their misery. They reeled and staggered like a drunken man and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distresses. He caused the storm to be still, so that the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad because they were quiet, so he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. Let them extol him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him at the seat of the elders. He changes rivers into a wilderness and springs of water into a thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salt waste because of the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He changes a wilderness into a pool of water and a dry land into springs of water. And there he makes the hungry to dwell so that they may establish an inhabited city and sow fields and plant vineyards and gather a fruitful harvest. Also, he blesses them, and they multiply greatly, and he does not let their cattle decrease. When they are diminished and bowed down through oppression, misery, and sorrow, he pours contempt upon princes and makes them wander in a pathless waste. But he sets the needy securely on high away from affliction and makes his families like a flock. The upright see it and are glad, but all unrighteousness shuts its mouth. Who is wise? Let him give heed to these things, and consider the loving kindnesses of the Lord.
Psalm 108, a psalm of David. O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will wake in the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. And I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe, over Philistia I will triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies.
All right, so what do we find out about God here in 107 and 108? What do we see about God there?
Verse 1 and 107, the Lord is good.
Okay, 107:1, the Lord is good.
Let the redeemed say so, verse 2.
Let the redeemed say so, yes. We might put that under people, I'm not sure. It works either way. All right, what else?
107:24 and 25 stood out to me about God's power in the sea. It's made me think about the New Testament. I was wondering when Jesus calmed the seas that the people were dead and thought, hey, I wonder if he might be like God.
Good. 107:20, was that 24?
24 and 25.
24 and 25, God calming the sea, okay? Okay, God humbles his people when they rebelled against him. 107:9, he satisfies the hungry and thirsty soul. 107:6, he delivered his people when they cried out to him. Had 107:16, he's powerful. Again, 107:13 and 14, he saved his people when they cried out to him. 107:19 and 20, he saved his people when they cried out to him. He healed them by sending his word. Any others there? What about 108? Did we find anything in 108? I had a lot in 107. But...
I think 107 is like the book of Judges. They sin, God raises up an evil king. They cry out to God, he delivers from them, they sin. He raises up another evil king, and that thing just goes
right
on from the book of Judges.
We keep seeing that cycle. Keep seeing the cycle. They sin. God brings them into some kind of punishment. They repent or they cry out to God. Things are good for a little bit. Then they go right back to the same cycle again. Anything else?
The picture in 108 is God being king overall.
Yes.
King even of these places that have caused the problems.
Right. He rules all the nations, and he will conquer the enemies of his people. Okay, what about people, the nature of people? Okay, 107:6, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. Okay. At 107:17 and 18, fools suffer because of their rebellion and sin. And I think Shannon's already talked about 23 through 27, sailors see God's power in the sea.
107:43 says the people who observe what God's just done historically and even the things that God might be doing presently in the world are people who are wise.
Yes, very good. Yes, the wise, the upright recognize God's power. They recognize his loving kindness and they're glad and they take it to heart. Okay? Any others there? All right, what about New Testament? Did you find any New Testament references? We kind of had some allusions there about the sea, the calming of the sea.
It's another allusion. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. In 107 verse 9, he satisfies the longing soul. And if you go on over to 35 and down, it's a beautiful picture of those who are actually hungry for the Lord and how he will make them dwell in prosperity and peace.
Okay, very good. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. A lot of allusion to that here in Psalm 107. All right, what else? Any others? I didn't find any direct quotes in this to the New Testament, but again, we've got several allusions, similar things, but not maybe a direct quote there. What about verses for times of distress? verse 1, God's mercy enduring forever. Certainly that's a comfort, okay? What else? 108:4, his loving kindness is great above the heavens. Okay. 108:13, he'll tread down our foes. I had 12 and 13 together there for mine. Give us help against the adversary, for deliverance by man is in vain. Through God we will do valiantly, and it is he who shall tread down our adversaries. So I kind of summarize that as we need to rely on God and not on man to deliver us. God's the deliverer from our foes. Any others? Okay, what about that one, Tracy, in particular, that stood out to you? Okay. Okay, very good. So yes, they cried. And that's there again is another recurring theme in 107. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. That's in 107:6, 107:13, 107:19, 107:28. Crying out to God in their trouble. We have some different things there. 107:7, when they did that, he led them also by a straight way to go an inhabited city. 107:14, he brought them out of darkness in the shadow of death. 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and deliver them from their destructions. And 107:29 and 30, talking about calming the sea there. So we see that over and over again, that they cry out to God in their trouble, and certainly we need to cry out to God in our trouble. All right, let's go on then to 109, and we'll finish up 109 through 112. Psalm 109. O God of my praise, do not be silent, for they have opened the wicked and deceitful mouth against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without cause. In return for my love, they act as my accusers, but I am in prayer. Thus they have repaid me evil for good and hatred for my love. Appoint a wicked man over him and let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him come forth guilty and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. Let his children wander about and beg and let them seek sustenance far from their ruined homes. Let the creditor seize all that he has and let strangers plunder the product of his labor. Let there be none to extend loving kindness to him, nor any to be gracious to his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off. In a following generation, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord, and do not let the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off their memory from the earth. Because he did not remember to show loving kindness, but persecuted the afflicted and needy man and the despondent in heart to put them to death. He also loved cursing, so it came to him. And he did not delight in blessing, so it was far from him. But he clothed himself with cursing as with his garment, and it entered into his body like water and like oil into his bones. Let it be to him as a garment with which he covers himself, and for a belt with which he constantly girds himself. Let this be the reward of my accusers from the Lord and of those who speak evil against my soul. But you, O God, the Lord, deal kindly with me for your name's sake, because your loving kindness is good. Deliver me. For I am afflicted and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am passing like a shadow when it lengthens. I am shaken off like the locust. My knees are weak from fasting, and my flesh has grown lean without fatness. I also have become a reproach to them. When they see me, they wag their head. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me according to your loving kindness. And let them know that this is your hand. You, Lord, have done it. Let them curse, but you bless. When they arise, they shall be ashamed, but your servant shall be glad. Let my accusers be clothed with dishonor, and let them cover themselves with their own shame as with a robe. With my mouth, I will give thanks abundantly to the Lord, and in the midst of many, I will praise him. For he stands at the right hand of the needy to save him from those who judge his soul.
Psalm 110, a Psalm of David. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he shall lift up the head. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice, and his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forevermore. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever.
Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light arises in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and compassionate and righteous. It is well with the man who is gracious and lends. He will maintain his cause in judgment, for he will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. He will not fear evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is upheld. He will not fear until he looks with satisfaction on his adversaries. He has given freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted in honor. The wicked will see it and be vexed. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked will perish. All right, what do we see here in 109 through 112 about God?
111:3, after saying something about God's works, the translation I'm reading from says that all that he does is splendid and majestic. Everything that God does is awesome.
All that he does is awesome. It's splendid, majestic, okay? And actually going on there, that's kind of a broad description there of lots of things about God. 111, I had 2 through 9, talks about his works are great, they're splendid, they're majestic, they're memorable, they're truthful, they're just, they're eternal. It says God is gracious and compassionate, and his name is holy and awesome. What's that, about a 10-part sermon? It's a lot of descriptive terms about God and his works and his name and who he is. What else do we find about God? Does See, I had 109:31, he delivers the needy. 110:6, he judges the nations. What about people? What do we find about people here in 109 to 112? Not everybody at once now. They're deceitful, okay? We've seen that a lot in the Psalms. People are deceitful, okay? What else? 109, I had just about the whole Psalm, 1 through 20. We want God to punish the wicked. And then 109, 21 to 27, we want God to deal kindly with us and deliver us. 26 and 27 in particular stood out to me. Help me, O Lord my God, save me according to your loving kindness, and let them know that this is your hand. You, Lord, have done it.
112:1, blessed is the man who fears the Lord.
Okay, 112:1, blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Okay. And delights in his command. We're going to receive blessings if we do that. Okay? What else? Let's see, I had 112. No, we got that. 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding. Have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. So those who obey God are wise enough to fear God. Let's see, 112:5-9. The gracious lender, the one who gives freely, will be remembered. And then I had 112:10. The wicked are vexed when they see the giver being rewarded. All right, what about New Testament passages? There were a few in here. New Testament. 110:1. Okay, several times there. The Lord said to my Lord, set at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. This is basically Jesus stumping. He stumped the Pharisees. That's the board I came up with anyway, with this statement. He said to them, then how does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your put your enemies under your feet. All right, what else? Okay, 110:4. And actually, I think that's referenced several times. Hebrews 5:6, Hebrews 7:17, Hebrews 7:21. The passage in Psalm says, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 110:4. All right, what else?
Paul quotes 112:9 in 2 Corinthians 9:9. He's talking about giving and generosity.
Okay, about being a generous giver. 2 Corinthians 9:9 says, as it is written, he scattered abroad, he gave to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. All right? Any more? Okay. Wagging their heads when Jesus was crucified. 109:25. Okay. I still got one more. Anybody? I had a 109:8. Let his days be few, let another take his office. That's referring to Judas in Acts 1:20. For it is written in the book of Psalms, may his residence be made desolate, and may there be none living in it, and may another take his office. All right, what about verses for times of distress in our last 2 minutes? Anybody? Okay, 112:4, he's gracious, compassionate, righteous. Anybody else?
109, 26, and 27.
Okay. What about those in particular, Caleb?
Help me, O Lord, my God, save me according to your steadfast love. Let them know that this is your hand that you have done.
Okay. Let them know. I like that. Let them know this is your hand. Okay. All right, very good. I had 111:9 was when I put it. He has sent redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. All right, appreciate your comments. Songs from these, there was only four I could find. I'm sure there's others. Living Water, Bread of Life, Since I Have Been Redeemed, The Longer I Serve Him, and I Am His Child were four that I found. All right, we'll pick up next week in Psalm 113, and we'll get to read Psalm 119 next week.